主の彼方に光る星、青い地球。
Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from Mexico. I'm here getting some dental surgery done, and I'm almost done with my treatment.And for those of you who've written me an email recently, I'm sorry I haven't been able to get back to you timely, but I've just been, I actually had like 20 hours, more than 20 hours of surgery on my teeth. They replaced, I think, 7 or 8 crowns, 2 root canals. But I feel better. It's work that I've needed to have done for a long, long time. And I'm so happy to get it done. I'm still in Mexico now. And I wanted to tell everyone that Mexico is a very special place. It's a very beautiful country with very beautiful people.But also, they've had the coronavirus here, but the cases are almost gone now. There's been no shutdown, no lockdown, nothing. Everything's normal. All the businesses are open. Very few people wear masks or participate in social distancing. And I really, really like it here. It's an example of a country that I think has handled the virus in the right way. They didn't ruin their economy for the virus. People have gotten, of course, exposed to it, but they've gotten herd immunity.Which I think is just really amazing. So if you would like to visit a beautiful country that's open for business and welcomes tourists and a beautiful people with a golden heart, please visit Mexico. It's a beautiful place. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular radio shows, metaphysical and spiritual radio programs in the world with hundreds of thousands of viewers around the world.The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I've got some surprise guests on today. My first guest is a mystery guest, and I'll tell you all about him in a few minutes when he logs on. That'll be followed by, we'll be doing prayers for rain for California. But yes, they're still having lots of smoke.And problems out in the Golden State, California, Washington, Oregon. We'll be doing prayers for rain from about 11 to 11:15. And then my good friend, James Armstrong from beautiful Vancouver, Canada, will be coming here and channeling Adama. Adama is the high priest of Telos, the civilization 125 miles beneath Mount Shasta. And he'll be giving messages from Adama on our beautiful, bright future. So I'm so glad he'll be coming on.My shows are supported by listener contributions, and if you'd like to donate, please go to my website at www.outofthisworldradio.net and just click on the PayPal buttons. Any contribution will be really appreciated. I have two new shows in Vienna, Austria, where I broadcast on Mondays from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time or 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central European time.That's in German and English. I have another show in Miami I do on Fridays on WWNN on 4 different stations, 3 FM and 1 AM as well. Yesterday, I had Sarah Adams, a fantastic healer and a psychic medium on my Miami show. That was so much fun. And actually, I've had such a good time here in Mexico, I decided to start a new language, a new Spanish language program starting on November 7th.And the times have not been worked out yet. It'll either be just before this show or just after this show, but I'll let you know as soon as it gets rolling. But it'll be a Spanish and English program for my many listeners who just speak Spanish. So I think you'll really enjoy it. I'm continuing to raise money for food and clean water for the Hopi Indians in Arizona. Your contributions are really appreciated and they're making a real difference.So far, we've raised about well over $35,000 for clean water filters for the Hopi and the Navajo, and probably somewhere over $5,000 for food for the Hopi. Food supplies to the Hopi, beautiful Hopi people, have been cut during the virus. Many trucks just won't go into the reservation. They're still having virus cases on the reservation, and your contributions really help. If you'd like to donate food or make a contribution,please go to my new website. It's outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can click on Food for the Hopi under Miscellaneous and make your contribution there. Any amount would be really appreciated. For decades, a little bit of background on the clean water issues at Hopi. For decades, they've been drinking arsenic and radiation-contaminated water, and the reason why the waters been this bad is because there was a mining company that used the water from their aquifer on both the Navajo and the Hopi reservations to mine coal and other mining activities. When you do that, you keep pumping the water out all the time. After 50, 60 years, the only water you've got left is at the very bottom of this aquifer pool, which contains tons of radiation and arsenic. And so because of this bad water, among other reasons, the longevity of males on the Hopi reservation is about 44. And for women, it's only 53 or 54, which is probably about half of what the rest of the population in the United States experiences. So my friends and I, from Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network, Liam McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation, wonderful organization in Seattle, Michiko Hayashi from the Moto Peace Project, we've been raising funds to help the Hopi. And if you'd like to help, I know they would really appreciate it. They're very spiritual people, and also they say they're from the Pleiades. So they have a very rich cultural heritage. One of the things they have on the Hopi Reservation is a rock called Prophecy Rock. And the rock has, I've talked about this before, but the rock has two lines. One line is at the bottom of the rock, and it goes straight around the rock, around the corner. And that line represents the fact that if we do live in peace and harmony with nature and the planet, that we'll have a very long and happy life, and we won't destroy ourselves. The second line, just above that line, is another line that goes up at a 45 degree angle, zigzags, and then stops. And that's the line that if we continue to destroy Mother Earth and fight and live in disharmony, our civilization will end. And that's the second line. But I know that we're on the right path to live a happy and harmonious life with that straight line around the rock. But it's called Prophecy Rock, and all the elders on the Hopi Reservation do know about it, and they can tell you a lot about it if you ever make down to the Hopi Reservation. I will be going down for a fundraiser to raise money for the Hopi, October 22nd to the 26th. I'll be in Sedona. For more information, I'll be giving a presentation there. Please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. But we hope to raise more money. And also for the Hopi, I also want to especially thank American Airlines, their airline ambassadors program, and President Trump as well, because they've been behind the scenes in raising money. Americans told me recently that they should have up to $20,000 contribution for the Hopi, and we appreciate their help so much. This is the kind of cooperation that President Kennedy has told me that the country needs, that the world needs, that we should all realize that we're one, and that we're all in this together to make the world a better place. And regardless of whether you're Democrat, Republican, or whatever political party you are, there's always room for helping each other. We all have the spark of God within us, and so we should remember that and help each other out as much as possible. I'm just checking to see if my special guest has arrived. I don't see him. Let me see if he's there. Okay, hold on. I'm going to make a quick call to see if I can find out where he is. He should have been on the line by now. Oh, he's on. Okay. All right, great. Where are you? I don't know where you are.
Good day, Ted. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're there. Okay, wonderful.
Good day to you.
I was just going to say... What happened to you?
it is my privilege and honor to be in this space and time with you. And thank you for allowing me to co-create with you today my unconditional love to you. This is Q.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that you are one of the most beautiful entities on this planet. And I'm so blessed and honored to have you on today. People even hear your voice, and they said there's such light and uplifting of vibrations that come just through your voice. So I just want to thank you so much for coming on today.
I am so fortunate to work with all the people who've called in. It is a great, great joy to get to learn and experience with all the people that go through you and network through you. It's an incredible experience to share each other's light. And I'll never tire from those experiences. We have done at least one visual conference. That person knows who they are, mainly because that person was ready and understands their awakening process. And it's just a beautiful experience to find our peers, as we are all peers, and a great joy. And how would you like to proceed today?
Well, first off, I want to apologize to everyone listening today, to those who've arranged sessions with Q. We've been doing that on Mondays, but because of this dental surgery, I have not been able to keep up. We should be able to resume a normal schedule by next week. I've got one appointment to go to today. I still have quite a bit of pain. I mean, they did, during the work here, the dentists were just fantastic, but they did like 20 years with dental work in about a week to 10 days. So it's taken a lot out of me, believe me. But I have a question here. I have some questions from listeners to give you. I believe this gentleman's from Norway, and for his privacy, I won't mention his name, of course, but he says he's 33 years old and has had facial pain for over 25 years. My goodness. And was wondering, could you tell me much about harmonic healing, or is there a way that I could help? I could heal myself.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, I'd be curious what the individual means by facial pain, but certainly when you, we'll assume Ted's probably a better person to answer facial pain currently, right? With all the teeth work you've had done,
had a lot of facial pain.
When you work with harmonics, they're very, very, very powerful, and they're very, very good at aligning the light, your spirit, with your body. But they can be broad too, so it's important to find the right harmonics. And so I would work with someone who can speak to the different notes for harmony. You know, as an example, A is a very strong frequency for your heart and so forth. But in every facet of your light can heal you right now if you work with doing the commands. And it's like a muscle. Your spirit needs to know you're here, because we're spread out into a very low density. It's difficult to explain with this language, but just know that you're there's not a lot of you in this vessel, most of us at least. And so we need to work with our light to remind it where we're at in the universe, because we are at a very, very low place. And so when we have these ailments, and I'm no different, I literally have to command the healing to my spirit, because we get lazy, if you will, using mind energy instead of peace energy. So when you live in peace energy, you get rebalanced. And the best person probably to observe these teachings is probably Creation Lightship Ron Amatron. Once you get used to doing these healings on your body, it'll be like a muscle. It'll be an exercise that comes naturally for you. And the more light you bring into you, the more you will heal automatically. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Q. I guess, you know, there's a lot of people are facing challenges nowadays. Of course, the world has always had problems, but I know we're going to get through it. I guess one of the questions I've gotten from one of my listeners is, how do you deal with negative people? My quick answer is to always take the high road, but sometimes that's not so difficult, not so hard. What do you recommend?
Well, you already know the answer. Why would we choose to deal with negative people? Mm. So we have a choice each and every moment of each and every day. So why would we do this? I guess we like it. Mm-hmm. Huh. We seem to do it. Now, I will say that many, many people on this planet are working with mind energy instead of their light energy. We're used to being very light and free flowing, and the mind is manipulated continuously. And it is one of my passions to be a transition specialist for learning what it's like to live a life as spirit instead of a mind energy driven human being. And so when you get, say, a person with negativity, you don't have to respond. You don't even have to participate. You can just observe and go the different direction. You'll notice that once you feed negativity, it grows. Does that make sense?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Right. Like a plant, it grows. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it together. It's really fun. I don't like you.
Well, I like you, but.
See, you just killed it. So every time you find negativity, you can actually turn it into love energy instantly by saying, I love you.
Let's do another example just for the fun of it. You go ahead and say, I don't like you. And then I'll respond negatively. And we'll see where it goes.
I don't like you at all.
Well, I don't like your grandfather's, mother's, uncle's, cousin's, you know, pet frogs. I don't like any of you and your family.
Well, those frogs don't like your frogs either. that easy, isn't it?
My chipmunks don't like you either.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, it's so simple. It's silly. Yeah. It's obviously very silly. And it is not our natural state of being to be in turmoil with each other. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, wasn't it Mahatma Gandhi who said an eye for an eye will leave everyone blind.
It is interesting how these religions have taken over the planet. I think we're learning though. I think we're learning not to think.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true, my friend. Have you noticed, is there a great split happening now between negative Earth and positive Earth, negative people and positive people? And are these the last days before people have a choice if they're negative to join the positive or to help on their spiritual path?
Yes, I think your words may be a little incomplete regarding ascension and how it works, but certainly I understand your definitions, because we communicate a bit. The easiest way to see that example you articulated would be in your personal relationships. You'll notice that some people just cannot live at your level. You're watching marriages, family members. The most interesting one is probably siblings and or children of parents. You may not get along with your children. But you have this devotion to them because they're your children, of course. But you'll notice as you make decisions throughout a given day, a week, that their choices are not the same as someone who is, as you said, growing and or expanding their light and making high frequency decisions. Mm-hmm. But I'm very careful when we talk about when and why and how, because it's up to each and every individual to do their own work. When we have a lot of contention, I call this the collective consciousness virus. We need to create a collective consciousness virus and make it go viral. And that's why I'm doing these radio shows, so that we have the redundancy to make a conscious virus go viral.
Interesting. I was talking to George Washington yesterday, and with another friend of mine named Jill Tower, a wonderful psychic out of Montana. And we were asking the spiritual reasons for these fires and what he said, and I wanted to run this by you. George Washington is upset. He said that, not George Washington, but Mother Earth is upset and is fighting back because of all the negativity. And Mother Earth wants to wake us up and realize that we're all one, and other people's problems are really our problems as well. I'd love your comment on that.
Well, that's a deep subject. Okay.
Okay. Well, in 25 words or less.
Or that's 20. Why I say well. Okay. I think when you look at one compartment of duality is limited. So we can use the cue posts, if you'd like, to show the massive traumas being conveyed through society, whether you want the earth events and so forth. And so duality is the goal. As long as there's another event everything's going great for the dark side. Okay. As long as there's another event that we keep talking about, keep perpetuating, like this radio show, we're still talking about an event. Yeah, we need to find solutions too. I understand. Mm-hmm. One of the best ways to understand these fires would probably be, believe it or not, I would look at maybe some of the conversations that, say, an individual like, not exclusively, but like Jordan Maxwell, and he explains how the Illuminati work. Okay. And the reason that that is a important stepping stone for what's going on here is because you'll notice that there is duality on the Illuminati side too. And I don't like to use names, but it's the easiest way to convey this information. Okay. So once you look at the Illuminati, and I am not scared of them in any way because they are scared of us, is that they are being controlled as well by individuals that are dark and do not have names. And they are terrified of what I might say next. And this is where the duality comes into play, whether it's in society or on Earth. And yes, the Earth needs our help all the time because there's not a lot of her left in her either, for obvious reasons. And so they will attempt to stifle her, if you like. And we must remember to live one with the Earth again, would be my opinion and observation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Q. What's good advice? I've gotten a lot of questions this week for you on what's the best way to cope with negativity right now? I guess that goes back to the dealing with the negative people, but the things in life. Is there always a silver lining in things that happen that which may not appear as being good at the time they do happen?
Yes. So as we have spoken on the other shows, and it will get redundant and more redundant and more redundant. And that's why I'm doing these shows, is you only need one book with one page with one sentence, and that is to go within. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to do. And I will remind all individuals, when you come into this universe, I am fortunate to have genetics to have more of my light in me, to have those past experiences. Trust these words. When you come into the universe, there's not one thing you don't know. Mm-hmm. There's not one thing you don't know, and there's only one thing you'd like to know, and that is experience. That's it. So when we come into these vessels, we don't have our tools. We have a very limited amount of capabilities, and we feel like we need to relearn what we already know. But trust me, you started with all knowledge. That's because you are God experiencing.
Interesting. Now, when people pass on, they regain that access to universal knowledge, don't they?
And more choices, so that you can experience more. And that is why we're here. We're growing and expanding the universe, the frequencies. And by the way, we've got some other people, individuals, dark side, that may not want us to do that.
I see. Okay. All right. I've heard from many different sources that they've actually lost the war, but we're now individual battles now. Even though they've lost, they're still trying. Well, in your estimation, it's not a time for people, of course, to be complacent about the ascension, but it is coming. How do you view that, Duke?
Again, why I'm doing these radio shows, why you're allowing me to do these radio shows, is so that we'll get more comfortable with the dialogue that I have. There are many light beings here getting their feet underneath them, just like I did. We are going to get more accustomed to realizing that maybe you came on a vessel and you're able to transfer your spirit into a vessel on this plane. We are going to have to get more comfortable with knowing that we're spirits adjusting to being humans. And so, to your point, there are a lot of opportunities here for us to get our feet underneath us, because we have, swarmed this place.
Interesting. I've also told before by spirits on the other side that it's a privilege being here at this time and plant in our history right now, because many souls, there were more souls who wanted to be born and live this life during this ascension time than there were spaces available, if you will, in human bodies. And that all eyes of the universe are actually focused upon Earth right now for several reasons. Number one, it's the hardest place in the universe to affect any positive change. And secondarily, all eyes of many extraterrestrial civilizations are watching us now on the planet to see what choices we make. What have you heard about that, Hugh? Just curious.
Well, that was a lot of words. I don't carry a lot of memory with me. Okay. Do you think you could narrow that down?
Sure. Are there a lot of civilizations watching us to see how we do during this time now?
Yes. So I usually use the word of silos within silos within silos. And so there are silos within frequencies of individuals with agendas and desires. And if you'd like to use dimensions, you can. And you can assume there are silos within this dimension who have a great, great interest in our genetics getting, say, straightened out. So I think that's what you're referring to. This dimension has a lot of interest in some silos to get us some help. And I think we will see some of that help coming in this next month. But again, it's always up to us to do our own work, and that is to read the one page of the book we already wrote, and that is to go within.
Okay. I've known a lot of people recently with unresolved issues from their past, negative issues, which haven't been resolved, and they seem to be bubbling up to the surface. Is that in a way to help them ascend, to get rid of the negativity, to get rid of...
Right. And that is my great joy, my great passion and inspiration to co-create with people about the past. So the one thing about the past, as we spoke about before, it is in the past. And so this version of humans was designed specifically so we will carry these thoughts in a memory bank continuously. You're not designed as a spirit to continually focus on the past and use mind energy to make decisions. What you're normally like is you just follow your inspiration, your joy, just like I want to co-create with you on this radio show. I wouldn't miss it. Mm-hmm. That inspiration, that co-creation of inspiration amongst us all will create synchronicity of perfect bliss. And you don't care about anything that's already been experienced. Mm-hmm. You may use the mind energy for maybe some, say, intrinsic decision making, but your rudder will always be your inspiration and joy if you live a life of, say, light. Does that help?
Yeah, that does help. What about the effect of clones? I know the negatives have cloning technology. Are there a lot of clones here in the Earth?
There is, but again, as you explained, as we make light choices, high frequency choices, they will not be on our plane because they don't have, say, a very, very, very multidimensional capability in them like we do. So as we ascend, we would say, they won't be able to, say, hang on to our shirt tails.
I see. That brings up a second question. I hope you don't mind me asking. Mm-hmm. Is that I've been told that a lot of negative entities are being driven off the planet. And as a result of that, they're just trying to hang on to everything and everybody to stay as long as they can.
So I'm in disagreement with that. We still have lots of work to do. And all you have to do is look at the monetary system to prove it.
Sure. Okay.
Everything here is alien, Ted. Everything. All these beliefs we inherited are all alien, dark alien belief systems. Look at all the churches. They're all a belief system that we inherited. The monetary system is a control network. And the individuals that we think are controlling us are not the individuals controlling us.
I understand. It's a little bit like the Wizard of Oz, where at the end of the film, I'm sure you remember that, where Dorothy and the Tin Man go behind this curtain, and there's a guy there controlling this puppet-like thing, but he's the real one controlling everybody, but not the puppet that people see that they saw out in the stage.
Is it okay to talk frankly? Whatever I want to say.
You could talk Tedley if you want. Sure. Go ahead.
Tedley. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk Tedley. Because of my experiences with the MKUltra program, I can assure you that there are technologies on this planet to, say, transmit thoughts into your brain continuously or selectively.
I see.
And these individuals can also start and stop time. Even though you think you've been living continuously, I can assure you they can cut and paste our timelines. They love timelines. Mm. Okay, so that's why I encourage everyone to observe where their thoughts came from. Mm. And as you get more of your abilities underneath you, you will now be able to see them cutting and pasting time just like I can.
I see.
That's how we're able to communicate these cue posts, as we can do time, what you call time travel, which is actually just conscious transmissions, is what I would call it.
Interesting. So they influence our history and our choices by splicing time, what, every 10 minutes? Is that the sequence usually?
Plus or minus, depending on the individual.
Okay.
Again, these agencies within our governments have tools like that. They use them as implants, but trust me, the individuals outside of our agencies, they like to stay hidden. They don't have names, and they live thousands of years.
I see.
And the reason that we're not dead is because we give them hope, because they can't get to the higher frequencies like we can. Imagine this. Imagine if you lived 1,000 years and you had all your tools of, say, transforming your body, or 100% telepathy. But that's all the farther you could go in this dimension. You couldn't go any higher, we'll call it, in another frequency, because you don't have these capabilities like we do. Now, what if you lived 1,000 years and you can't get out of here? So the reason that we're still alive, the reason I'm allowed to be on this show, is they know we offer them some hope. They can't figure it out, would be the short version. We're light beings. We have more capabilities. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. And I've also been told that the negatives are actually cut off from the source, God, if you will. So they can only go so far. And it's kind of like...
That's right. We are the master creators. We are master creation of this universe and all the universes. And we can change anything based on our choices right now.
Interesting. So they need us more than we need them, certainly.
That's correct.
Okay. What I've been shown is a little bit like a tornado in a way. It's a circular that goes spiral like this, and then they reach a certain point and it goes around and around in a loop. They're like in an evolutionary cul-de-sac, which cannot go further higher.
That may be one way to look at it, but it's a little broader than that.
Okay. All right. Great. I have to ask you this question. I hope you don't mind, but do you think we're going to make it to the ascension?
Do you think, if you would stop thinking?
Thinking. Yeah, stop thinking. Yeah. Okay.
you get to go whenever you want.
Right. Okay. Okay. Right.
I thought we were the masters of this universe.
We are.
Okay, good. Now we're done. We don't have to do any more radio shows.
All right. That's fine. I assume you're human. And how do you like being a human on this planet?
Well, as you know, Ted, I like talking about the future always. It is my passion, my inspiration, but I know there are individuals that are curious. We do get them up in the phone calls. Here's how it works, and it works for some of you as well. There are, let's say, combinations of genetics on this planet that allow for less of the DNA to impact your light body, if you'd like, light being. You're a light in a vessel. And so we chose this version of a vessel for me because it has less, say, restrictions. And that's why some of us have more tools, maybe more psionic or psychic abilities, more discernment. And this version of humans is evolving to the point where it can receive more of its light. So yes, I am a human, and I transfer my consciousness approximately 150 times a second to and from a light vessel where the bulk of my consciousness is. We might call this a portal. There are other people on your show, I noticed, that have portals. Mm-hmm. So we will get used to communicating this way because it's far more common than people are aware of. Mm-hmm. You can take your consciousness and transfer it to a realm, a reality, specific frequency, although you may not have all of your consciousness, if you like, light, if you like, you're able to do great travels whenever you'd like. Does that help?
Yeah, that does help. Yeah, yeah. As when we ascend, we'll be able to travel anywhere in the universe without the use of airplanes?
You already are.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. How did you get here?
Okay.
Yes. So it is a vast conversation. The English language is very difficult to communicate it, but assume that all of the light beings came out of a crystal. You're a crystal light. You've had many people on the BBS shows to explain it, I'm sure, better than I, but it looks as if a light bulb that comes out, that is the shape of a crystal, if you will. Mm-hmm. The light never stops traveling, and we keep expanding our realities, mm-hmm. and being all that is through creativity. Mm-hmm. It never stops.
Interesting. I have an interesting question to ask for you. Today's show, for example, is being broadcast on the internet worldwide. Is this signal also going out into the universe? So we have other extraterrestrial civilizations listening to our conversation today.
Right. So you can assume that consciousness can be observed. Mm-hmm. And that would be a normal human with all its capabilities, at least a version of a human, that you can say have all your knowledge. So, of course, everything that's being transmitted can be captured and redirected just like the Q-posts. It's just a conscious computer. That's all the Q-posts are, to show duality and say be a stepping stone for maybe some others that don't realize they are living in a manipulation scheme of duality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Many people come to me and ask me, Q, about what the purpose of life is and why they're here. What would be a good way for people to try to find their
soul? Well, you already know the answer: to create more opportunities to experience. That's all there is. We'll start from the beginning. There's nothing you don't know. There's not one thing you don't know except experience. That's right. It. We get to go experience and play and play and play and play.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting. The other thing too, I guess the corollary of that is that people ask me, well, how, I'm just one person. How can I make the world a better place?
Shall we read the book again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Go within.
Go within.
Okay. Just live at your highest excitement, mm-hmm. your highest joy. There's been many people on these radio shows will say the same thing. There is nothing you need to think about other than following your passions. Passions, mm-hmm. love, excitement. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. That's how come it's difficult. It's mm-hmm. that simple.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, that's wonderful. I've heard that our children and our children's children will have fantastic futures in the future because of new technology and new spiritual knowledge coming to humanity now.
Yes. One of the things you'll observe, some of your phone calls, this is happening. People can now fall in love, what they think is falling in love instantly now. First mm-hmm. meetings, if you will. And the reason that is because more of their light's coming into their core, their chest. They feel that excitement, that joy, that inspiration. And that would be normal to fall in love with somebody each and every day. Mm-hmm. Now, will we act on it will be my question. And that is, that is the rudder that we will all start using more and more. How is it that I just met this person and I feel like they're my best friend in one sentence? That mm-hmm. is normal. We are getting there more and more. You're noticing it in your relationships. You will choose what you prefer. Do you prefer feeling that way, or do you prefer talking about the anxiety the individual gave you a week ago, etc.?
Well, I know people who talk about the past quite a bit, but I obviously would prefer to live by my heart and at the moment. Yeah.
People are listening to me they know it, that I know that they know. And that is, we can instantly fall in love with each other if we will allow it. And what will follow is non-judgment. And releasing, say, a judgment and the stress that you might create through mind energy. You're just unconditionally loving. Here's an example. If you make a choice, I don't care what it is, I'll still support and love you. We will learn to forgive instantly, which I would call unconditional love. There is no right or wrong. Although we may see people committing great crimes against us, you'd still have to label it. Everything has a label and a belief.
Right, right. That's true. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. So people in the future will be living more at the moment than in the past, for example. They'll live their dreams now for their highest inspiration.
Very good. What it will look like is you will not be able to remember anything because your light being doesn't have a mind, doesn't care. Imagine if you had a million lifetimes and you remembered every travesty that ever happened to you and everything that ever happened to you. What would your day be filled with? We just go and experience. And just being alive is an incredible, incredible feat. It is amazing what we're doing.
Right. Well, that's why I always find it very inspiring to talk to you, Q, because you always give uplifting to so many people. I have to ask you this. I want to give you a good compliment. You've done so many, what I would say, miracle. You've literally performed miracles with some of the sessions we've had with people. And I guess my question is, how did you do it? I'm thinking of the two instances where you helped that young woman's daughter who was driving back home from college in Washington State, and she ended up in a horrific car accident, and then you helped her get well, and she was released from the hospital a week later. How did you do it? Do you tie into the God within all of us to help heal us, or how do you do that?
Thank you for that question, Ted. It is one of my passions to help support and assist people relearn how to self-heal and be conduits for each other. Family members are very powerful when they work together. I'm honored to hear about those co-creations. We do a lot of healings on these phone calls, and at the end of the day, it'll always be up to the individual to be the patient and the practitioner. And that is the very, very first, most important thing to remember is that if you need healing or someone else needs healing, they need to learn that they can do it themselves.
Yeah.
But certainly what you've witnessed me do is we do have, say, more tools in me to direct the light energy on this planet. We do have the ability to focus the light here because the light vessel is the highest form of dimensional travel. It is truly God energy. You'll notice there was other people like this on the planet. Ron Amatron is one of those individuals as well, as we've spoken in the past. So we can literally direct light energy, but it takes the practitioner, the patient, to be able to receive. So if there's blockages that they have implemented on themselves or others, doesn't work as efficient as someone who is open to it. Right. So as an example, there is one individual that we worked with on Zoom because that individual was ready to receive more light. So that person is changing very quick. That individual knows who they are. It's the only person we've done camera time with other than same peers. So what has happened with that individual, because let's say her funnel is a little bit more open, they can receive more light, i.e. more healing. Does that help?
Yeah, that really helps. She is progressing extremely quickly.
Yes.
And I think she'll be doing some of the things that you do actually here in a couple of months. She's really rapidly progressing.
I guarantee it. So that is probably, to answer your question, that is the best tool that I have. You can hear it in my voice and my harmonics. We just have more light in this vessel. It's impossible. possible for me to say lie to you, mislead you, because the frequency is, say, true. And so when you get around others that say aren't quite the same frequency, we have the ability to raise their frequency. So all three of us have this ability. We just have more of our light in us, and it winds the others up, if you will. As an example, sometimes I just walk down the mall to raise frequency.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you do that.
Yeah, it is. We all have this ability. It's just whether or not you're willing to work with your light, work with your spirit. It's just like a muscle. It needs to know you're here.
Right. A little more than a year ago, I was at Mount Shasta, and Adama came to me one night, and he said, "Ted, you can see spiritually crystal clear. How would you like to see physically crystal clear?" And I said, So he restored my eyesight from 20/50 blurry vision in my right eye to 20/10 crystal clear vision in both eyes. And the next day or later, when I was talking to him, I thanked him for it. And he said, "No, why thank me? You did it. I simply showed you the way how to do it, because you tied into your inner God for your own healing." So anyway, and that matches up for what you just said as well.
Yes. One of my passions is to keep being a transition specialist for spirit. If you believe there's a God higher than you, then there's something telling you there's something higher than you. There is no one higher than you. We all have these abilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. And one thing that Zora always tells me, that we're gods and goddesses.
Yes, if you'd like to make a female masculine one, go ahead. It's an experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Tell me, I'm just curious, where will you go after this human experience is over with you? Have you decided yet? Will you go back to the Pleiades, or will you go on to another mission?
The frequency we prefer is outside of this dimension, but this is a lot more fun to grow this dimension. So you speak of a planetary system that is in a different frequency. You could say we've been there, done that, got some good experiences there to work down here. The greatest benefit to me personally is to grow the dimensions down here more and more laterally, you might say, more expansively. This is a very exciting. Duality has its issues, as we can see, but what could be more rewarding than helping other light beings find their light being? It's a great, great joy.
Sure. One thing some friends of mine have told me, Carolyn Jerry White and Olympia Washington, have said that there's an additional chakra being formed as we ascend, a diamond-shaped chakra above the crown chakra. And that will come, more and more people will have that as we advance into the fifth dimension. Have you heard about that? Q, just curious.
Yeah, so you can assume that there are many, many tools in this version of humans that have, say, become dormant through the manipulation with great intelligent geneticists, and they use the DNA to stifle us. The DNA can be very, very useful, but ultimately there's nothing higher than a light being. The tools that we have look like this typically. If you were, say, a higher frequency human being, you could grow your finger, you could shrink your finger, as an example. You could change the shape of your body. You can form all sorts of different things with, say, your internal telepathy, your heart energy. You can create things. You can manifest instantly at these other frequencies. That's why it's really not that challenging to live up there. Mm-hmm. We don't call it up there. We call it over there, if you will. Mm-hmm. So one of those tools might be doing time travel like I do. So we all have the ability to time travel, as an example. So some of those tools are locked up in these bodies, and one of them would be your crystalline center can communicate with the crystalline body, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. There's something else too. I've been told by Zora of the Hollow Earth that when we shift from third to fifth, slightly into fourth and the fifth, all the other dimensions on this planet will also shift one as well as the supreme being or God, if you will, who created all of this, currently is in the 12th. But when the shift happens, they'll go, the supreme being will go to the 13th, and there'll be a massive shift of one dimension higher. Have you heard much about that? Just curious.
Okay, so we wouldn't explain it that way, but if you want to speak to it linearly,
okay,
you're creating every reality that exists, no matter where you go, regardless of which frequency you're at. So just your mere choices are concurrent with the choices of the other light beings around you, like a tree, like a blade of grass, like water. Like, there's many, many choices. These frequencies have been created by us. You're creating this reality right now. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about a higher dimension, a higher frequency, we would not say there are linear levels. We will say that there are expansive expansions, and or a geometric shape would be a better way to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. Okay. All right. Great. Timelines are always difficult. This is a planet, still a planet of free will. Timelines can shift all the time. But if you were going to pick a timeline for the ascension, when do you think this process will be complete? Do you think it'll be completed by 2024, 2025?
Or right now. Right now. How about now?
Now. Okay.
Right Great. Now. Great. We're the only ones stopping us.
Okay.
There are events that the universe will help us with. It happens about every 2,000 years, but it is all up to us to go within right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's inspiring. That's inspiring. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yes.
Q, you have such a calming voice, you know, and I can feel your higher vibrations coming through the airwaves here. It's quite nice. Always wonderful to talk to you, and you always have such beautiful things to say. We've got as much time as you'd like to talk, actually. But one of the things I was going to do is to send lots of love and light and pray for rain for California. They're still having problems out there with lots of fires coming along. How long do you see these fires continuing? Will they be ended soon, or do we need to learn some more spiritual lessons from them?
We have an opportunity to help these dualistic situations, and the best way is to, again, it's redundant to go within, and I'll tell you why. Most individuals, not all, mm-hmm. not every given day, have the ability, because of this version of humans, can be manipulated with fear, greed, lust, and so forth,
right.
because of the way we were designed, the way this version of humans was designed. Mm-hmm. So these traumas are being, in these timelines, as you say, are being created by a race of dark individuals.
Okay.
And it gets tricky, but they need our fear. They need our dualistic emotions so that they can survive at the same level as us, because we are creating this reality for them.
I see.
So that's why it is so important. As I get tired of hearing myself as well, we go within and we live in passion, joy, and inspiration. And if we do, they go away just like that. Do you know any loving being that wants to go hurt another one?
No.
Do you know a planet where they fight amongst themselves for the resources of the planet? It is being constructed. These are dark individuals. I deal with them every single day because I can see them, and they piggyback on our mind energy, and we will use our heart center, our heart energy, our inspiration, our joy, and it'll all go away if we will just start right now.
Interesting.
My unconditional love to you.
Yeah. Well, that's That's very profound. That's very profound, Q. And is there anything else you'd like to touch on? We've got about 5-10 minutes left, if you like.
I do not. I'm here for you, Ted. Now, I appreciate this opportunity. I will go find some more inspiration, joy, passion. And I encourage everybody to teach us what they've learned about working with their light, because this version of humans is new to us as well. So mm-hmm. the more that we can learn on, say, what we would call solutions of working with your light energy continuously, it helps us help others. And mm-hmm. so all the feedback we can get, Ted, I'm sure you don't get much correspondence, but whatever feedback you can give us, we would really appreciate it so we can help others. But I encourage people to keep calling in, and it is my highest excitement and joy to work with others. And with that, thank you for allowing me to co-create today. If you don't have any other questions, I will get on my way.
I guess I have one last one. And by the way, I do get about over 3,000 emails a month, so it takes me time to get back to everybody, but I do it. So in summary, everyone should look for the joy in life with their highest inspiration every day and know that it's a gift to be here and that we have this beautiful gift called life, and we should enjoy every minute of every second of every day. Would that be good to say?
It's that simple. You just live in peace energy instead of mind energy.
Okay, great. Well, once again, Q, thank you so much for coming on my show today. I am arranging sessions for him in the coming weeks. We usually do it on Mondays, but because of my dental surgery, I've had to delay everything. But just send me an email if you like, and I can arrange one for you to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And Q, I hope you have a beautiful day. And thank you again so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Unconditional love to you and all. Thank you for allowing me to co-create with you.
Okay. Thanks so much, Q. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye. That was Q coming on my show today, and I really appreciate his help and support. He always has some beautiful messages to give to everybody.
Tani hikari.